Good day, everybody. Welcome to Mob Rules on Sundays. me and Harps, we were sitting back a few months ago talking to each other about like, hey, maybe we should just start our own thing. Because me and him, we get into some discussions when we talk with each other on our streams. And he mentioned it to me. He's like, hey, brother, why don't we just start our own podcast? And I was like, perfect. Thumbs up. So, I don't know. I guess I'll explain a little bit about how we're going to do this. We're going to go into some politics a little bit, but I would like to go into some Ukraine war because we're not really getting the true stuff from, and Harps is on top of that. So that's a bonus. And we're going to go into the Constitution and the amendments on both sides, Australia and the United States. So I'm going to be learning as we go along because I don't really know a lot about the Constitution or our amendments. And Harps is on top of that. So would you like to introduce yourself there, Harps?
Yeah, g'day. I'm Harps from Australia. It's Monday morning for us Aussies in the land that doesn't exist.
right.
Yeah, just pissed off about the way politics run our lives, ruin our lives, whatever you want to call it, and how people just keep voting for the same crap and thinking, oh, this bloke's going to be better. And they only get into politics for one reason, and that's to have power. It's not for our betterment. Yeah, money and power. Not for our betterment. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. So,
I got a little article. It's like a little video. It's like a 3-minute video. Apparently, three surfers and two of them are from Australia. One's from the United States. They found them. They found some bodies, and I guess they identified them as these three missing gentlemen. So we're gonna. I just found this last night, and I thought it would be a little kind of cool little thing to open up with. So let me get this all lined up here. Be careful going to Mexico, folks. Hey. Hold on a second.
Yep. So it was on the west coast of Mexico. Apparently, the finger part of Mexico. Muted. You're frozen.
Mexican prosecutors say three bodies found in Baja California are likely those of three surfers who went missing last weekend. The two brothers and a friend were on a camping trip. Excuse me, when they mysteriously disappeared. Christina Coleman has the latest.
Reuters is reporting that Baja California State Attorney General now says the three bodies are highly likely to belong to the three missing tourists. During the search, their families identified them as Jack Carter Rode from San Diego and Jake and Callum Robinson, two brothers from Australia. I had a chance to speak to Bradley Hess, one of their good friends.
Carter has a fiance. You know, she's obviously heartbroken. And Callum and Carter were both extremely close to their families. That was a huge part of their lives. They're not confrontational. They're the friendliest people. Carter's fluent in Spanish. It's just shocking. We want to know the truth and what actually happened. And that is up to the governments to work together and make that happen.
Mexican authorities say the pickup truck belonging to the American surfer was found burned near a remote area along the coast. They believe it was set on fire. Two men and a woman have been detained on suspicion of kidnapping. The lead prosecutor in Baja California told the New York Times that her team believes the three suspects had tried to steal the victim's vehicle. When they resisted, one of the suspects shot them and tried to dispose of their bodies. Our Fox affiliate in San Diego is reporting that after Mexican authorities found the three bodies in a well near La Bocana Beach, they discovered a fourth body in the same location. The deceased person was identified as a rancher who owned the property and who was reported missing several weeks ago. Hess says he will never visit this popular surfing area again.
I'll be honest, I'm never going to go back down there. it's done for me. And I know a lot of the folks that I've talked to and in our network, they're done as well. And we live close. We're in San Diego. So it's right here. It's been our backyard for a very long time. And we've been going to Mexico for, at least for myself, 15 years. And that's stopped now. We may have had a false sense of security.
Officials with the FBI, U.S. State Department, and the Baja California Attorney General's office are all working this case. Reporting in Los Angeles, Christina Coleman, Fox News.
Yeah, not good. You're muted. Tom, you're muted. Muted.
Sorry. I'm trying to get all this to all these things at once. So what do you think, Harps? Like, I mean, them dudes are from Australia. What?
I've heard a few.
Maybe they were doing some drug deals down there or something.
Maybe they might have gone for the white powder and got into a bit of surf at the same time. Well, a few Aussies do go to Mexico for surfing and all that, but yeah, sounds a bit sus to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the fact they burned their truck and found them in a ditch, I mean, that's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I stopped going down there when I was like in my 20s. It just started getting too crazy down there.
Yeah.
People end up,
Why do so many people go down there? Because it's cheap.
Well, I mean, yeah, plus we're San Diego's right on the border, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're 18 years old, you can go across the border and basically do whatever you want, as long as you got the money.
I suppose it's the USA's version of Bali for Aussies. Bali's in Indonesia, and a lot of Aussies go there. So,
well, the surf's good there, too, so.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I don't know, dude. And you don't hear a lot of American people come up missing down in Tijuana, and it doesn't hit the news. You don't know about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have like the people that this was a few years ago. I read this that because they do the Baja 500 down there, or 1000 or whatever the hell it is. And, a lot of those people stopped going down there because they were taking all their equipment and stuff. And as they were getting down there, dude, the cops were pulling them over and they're like, hey, you need to pay us, you know?
Okay.
And so that's how it works in Mexico. If you have enough money to pay off the cops when they have you pulled over for whatever, they'll let you go, dude. You know?
So it's not just in the movies that happens.
No, dude.
That actually happens in real life.
Well, you go down to the Coahuila, dude, and it's on them cracking. You know what I mean? Like, they got 12-year-old hookers. You know what I mean? They're seasoned at that age. They've already been in the business for a while, you know? So it's like, in Mexico, it's a little different age. The age is, you know what I mean? When the girl turns 15, she's ready to rock and roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how they look at it. But, a lot of the girls down there are real young, so you have to be careful. You know what I mean? And you can get drugs, whatever you want. It don't matter.
As Steve put in the comments, Mexico will put up with an awful lot, but there's a couple of pretty clear rules that you shouldn't try, you shouldn't try to skirt around.
Don't bring guns down there, dude. They catch you with guns down there, you're done.
Unless you're FBI, mate.
Well, that's a little different. I'm sure the FBI is probably the one who's shipping the guns over to Mexico.
wasn't that under Obama? When they were shipping the guns to Mexico?
They've been doing that for here's the thing, dude. Like in Texas, they would have these gun shows.
Yeah.
And they would have private individuals that could sell guns. And the Mexicans would come across the border over to the gun shows. This is that's why they're making a big thing about this. So a lot of the Mexicans would come over and they would buy up all their guns, dude, and take them back across the border. And there's no real trace. You know what I mean? Because they're not doing a background check or nothing.
Yeah. As John said Fast and Furious. That's what it was.
The program. The movie?
No, no, that's what the gun running was.
Oh, got you, got you. Yeah,
dude, Fast and Furious.
Yeah. I didn't really. It was funny when Obama was president, dude. The second time, all the Democrats were worried. Oh, what's his name? I can't remember is a Mormon. I can't remember his name. Romney. They were all worried that Romney was going to win. And I was like, are you kidding me, dude? That dude is not going to win. He's a Mormon. They're not going to let a Mormon run the country, dude.
Post says it was ATF. It was done by ATF.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. One of the three-letter agencies, they get away with stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know. Well, I mean, you know, it's the CIA, dude. Everyone thinks it's a government agency or whatever, and it's not. It's a private agency, and that's how they get away with all the BS they pull off in other countries, dude.
Yeah.
And our country. So, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You want to get into your Ukraine thing here?
Oh, yeah. We got French troops near the front line now over there. Got to share it, don't I?
Yeah,
we're
fighting him.
There we
go. Get
him. Yeah, so we've got French troops near the eastern border. Donbass. Or just above Donbass. I got eight play door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
among Russian sources, published a very interesting report about the redeployment of the French Foreign Legion on the territory of Ukraine. And according to information we have, the first squad of around 100 soldiers was redeployed in Slavyansk, exactly in this area. And the main purpose of them is to support and help the forces of 54th Mechanized Brigade, to support them with artillery, to support them with repelling Russian attacks on Bilogorovk and many, many other things. And also, according to the
article, to mute your mic.
France is going to send 1,500. 100 have been already sent. Another 1,400 are about to arrive in this area. And so if you ask my opinion, if we connect these two updates, most likely the Russians were bombing and attacking the temporary positions of the France Foreign Legion, exactly in the Nikolaevka power plant. As you can see, we have added the soldier new unit. We used to have just the Ukrainian soldiers on Ukrainian flag, Russian flag, and now we will start adding the forces with the France flag, which confirms the presence of France on the territory of Ukraine. And this is the first confirmed, let's say, area with the presence of the French troopers on the territory of Ukraine. So these guys are going to help Ukrainians in Verkhnya Kamyanska, Bilogorovka, maybe Vymka, so to protect Siversk. Their main purpose is to protect Siversk. When talking about Siversk direction, we don't have anything additional, just the regular activity FPV.
You're muted, mate.
Yeah, so we've got the French troops there now. I love how they call them Foreign Legion, because that way they can sort of get away with it, I suppose. The only thing the French Foreign Legion can't do is fight in France.
How does that work?
Don't know. They were set up for their colonies, pretty much.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, I don't know what the go is there, but they're not supposed to be able to fight on France's soil. A lot of them are criminals.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, just mercenaries, you know. Like, Russia can't have mercenaries, but America, they've had heaps of mercenaries in Iraq, Afghanistan, and all this. But they don't
call them mercenaries. You could consider even our soldiers the mercenaries, too, because they're not supposed to be there, right?
Yeah, not supposed to go overseas, yep.
Yeah.
I know we've got a few ex-service people in the chat.
Yeah, Yona's in there.
Yep. So,
sorry, Yona. I can't. I don't know how to read French.
He's pretty much say they suck snails.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not all pretty in Ukraine at the moment.
So you told me earlier that they took out a power plant or something like that?
Yeah, just where these French people are. I thought I took it back that far, but I didn't.
No, it's not a power plant. The power plant was damaged once again or destroyed. Currently, we don't know for sure the status of the power plant, whether it was operating by today or not. So it was like warehouse or something like this. We don't know for sure, but the only thing we know for sure is that there were explosions. Up to 10 explosions were heard in Mykolaivka, and most of the sources, most of the Telegram channels, I believe you are familiar with them, start saying that the Russians attacked not the energy facilities object and many, many other things connected completely just with energy facilities and so on. But today, one Russian sources published a very interesting report about the redeployment of the...
Yeah, I didn't take the video back far enough, sorry. So, yeah.
I got the lap cat on my lap right now.
Yeah, I'm slaying, mate.
She's like, Dad, I'm coming in.
Pussy on board.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to play that one short little video real quick. It's kind of funny. If you don't
okay,
mind.
Mate. Cool. Go for it.
All right, I'm going to load this sucker up real quick. Present.
Share
screen.
Stop share. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to restart it. I found this song this morning, Harms. I couldn't pass it up, man. Happy.
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a bull till the day I fall. Yeah, wrong is my bitch.
Oh, sorry, guys. I found that this morning and I thought it was funny and I just share it with everybody.
I'm reading a few of the comments. Yeah, I heard funny one the other week watching that channel and it said French were the only soldiers of World War II to suffer sunburn of the armpits.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I found that funny. Sorry for all our French viewers.
Right? Hey, but them people sure know how to riot, dude.
Yeah, they do. They've been doing it for years pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So what do you want to get into next, Arps?
Well, our grubberticians have decided to do what Biden done with the uni fees and wants to scrap all the hexes and all this. It's funny how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tell me it's not all planned.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? Like, if people can't see that by now, dude, then Then they're done. They're lost. I just, you know, like, I know I said this last week, but I got into it with my dad over the Trump, you know what I mean? Him voting for Trump or whatever. And, you know, he tried to tell me, oh, yo, Biden just keeps letting all them immigrants in. And I'm like, dude, he was doing the same thing. Maybe not as many people, but he was doing the same thing. And not only that, he deported less immigrants than Obama. You know, so
it's like they just do it in different ways.
Yeah.
All right. So it doesn't matter who's the grubber man is. They just let him in opposite different ways from the others.
Right.
So with the liberals here, they just allow them to come in by plane and say, okay, you're here now. And with Labor, they say, no, they're refugees, so we're bringing them in. But they're still coming in. No matter what.
Well, you know, why the American people should wake up and think like, hey, why are they letting all these people come across the border?
Lower wages for a start.
Well, it's definitely going to screw up our economy by letting all these people come over, you know, and it's just, you know, what happens when they cut all that money off for those immigrants here? Because that's what they're going to do eventually. You know what I mean? And cut off all the money and then create a bunch of havoc.
Well, how's the housing shortage over there? Have you got one? I'd say you as
well. Yeah. Well, that's so right now, because of the lack of houses for people to buy, it's causing causing the prices to go back up.
Yeah. Same here. And our families living in tents or cars and that is just. The numbers are ridiculous these days. Never used to see it like you see in California and all that. You see all these tent cities and all that.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to build up everywhere here. It used to be bad going in the city and you see the homeless every, you know, 50, 100 meters sleeping out the front of shops and all that.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's funny, dude. Before, like, because Portland's always had a homeless problem. And before COVID, I know, like, I was really working up in Portland a lot and in different parts, you know what I mean? It wasn't like one job would go, I would be there for about a year and then I'd head over to some other job for about a year. But it was, you know, like on the sides of the freeways when we'd be coming back, there were a lot of homeless people there, you know, tents and mostly tents. Yeah. And but I noticed that the people that were standing by these tents, they didn't look homeless. You know what I mean? Like, they were clean. They had clean clothes on. You know, they looked somewhat decent. And at that time, dude, even then, a one-bedroom apartment was going for like $1,800. You know what I mean? And it's like, and so people can't, you know, they got to work two or three jobs just to pay for their rent. And that's not paying for nothing else, you know?
Yeah.
So I know there's a lot of homeless people that are homeless, not because they want to be, because they can't afford rent or they can't get a house or whatever the case may be. So I know a lot of these people that are, you know, and I'm sure it's like that there. They're, you know, they have jobs. They just can't afford a place to live, you know?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people say they go to auctions or whatever like that, and they can't get the joints. Because they're being outbid by foreign owners and all that, but people that shouldn't own homes in Australia, and it's crazy.
Well, so sorry, go ahead.
Saw a lady the other day. She was saying she's on six figures, and she's had to move back in with her parents' house with her kids because she can't buy a joint. Because when you go to buy a joint, They're outbid.
Well, I mean, how, I don't know what your guys' interest rates are there for a house, but here it's like 7% in that area, dude. And that means you got to come up with like 60 or 70 grand for your down payment. And dude, who's got that kind of money to put down on a house, dude? You know,
flying around, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. Walls, probably I'd say about half a year ago, my son was in the process of buying a house in Colorado. Yeah. And the first person he went through, he had to let them go because they were doing some shady shit, right?
Yeah.
And he's telling me, and I'm listening, and I'm just like, I don't want to tell him what to do, you know, but at the same time, I would throw little jabs out there like, hey, just be careful, you know? So basically, he went through another lender, and they were like trying to tell him, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, you know? And so he went to go sign the paperwork, and they told him like, we need like a $50,000 down payment. And like, he was like, what? That's not what you told me in the beginning, you know? So he had to bail out of that. And I'm glad he did, dude, because he was going to get fucking screwed. It was kind of like a variable. You know what I mean? Like he'll be paying $2,000 this month, but 6 months from now he could be paying five G's or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then he can't afford the mortgage. Just like they did in 2008. They've jumbled it around a little bit to make it look like it's different, you know, not the same, but it's really the same shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad, dude, he didn't buy the house. And so, cause I felt like my kid was going to get screwed over, and I didn't want to like throw that at him and him get like all, cause his wife really wanted a house, and I get it. You know, they got a kid now, they don't want to live in an apartment anymore. So I get it. But I had to tell him, dude, just be patient. You know what I mean? So
how long would the mortgage have been?
I'm sure it would have been a 30 year. Yeah. And so they were telling him, you know, well, later on you can get a fixed rate. And I was like, whoa, dude, no, nothing sounds right about that. So, so I'm glad he didn't get caught up in that, dude.
Yeah. You'd want a fixed rate to start off with. Cause the way it is, nothing improved from 2008. We're still in the shit from 2008. They've just printed more money and money and money, this paper fiat crap, but nothing's changed since then. Oh, it has now. It's gotten worse, but yeah, it's.
Well, $1 trillion every 90 days. How can we sustain that? You know what I mean?
It's all right. Those people printing it, they don't have to sustain it. Use them.
Yeah. Well, that's why they keep printing it. They don't care. Yeah. You know,
how about we run the countries instead?
Look, Harps, something's going to have to give here real soon. Some people are going to have, enough people are going to have to wake up, dude. Cause if we don't, I don't know. It doesn't look good. If we don't start pushing back, the gas prices are starting to go up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we're paying, around $2.15 a liter. That's a liter.
Yeah. It's here. Last time I got gas, it was $4.18.
Yeah. Well,
and going up. So what's going to, you know what I mean? Vance said it, you know, they've been keeping the gas prices low.
Yeah.
That's because people need to get to work. But when they start going, get hitting that $5, $6 mark and people can't pay for gas, dude, to get to work, you know, like that's like kindling for a fire right there. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like 3.5 liters in a gallon or something US. So we're paying over, you know, $6.70.
Yeah, but you guys have like, you get better gas mileage on your vehicles, don't you?
Tell that to the four-wheel drive.
Right. Yeah.
she likes the fuel. She's V6 or straight six, and yeah, she drinks a bit of fuel. 4.5 liter, 2 ton plus. Yeah. But yeah, oil prices went down, so I don't see why we're paying so much for it.
Because they're going to start putting the squeeze on us, dude.
Yeah.
They're going to push us. They're going to see if we're going to fight back.
Yep.
And it's up to us whether we you know, we stand up and say something, do something about it.
I saw another video yesterday. I should have saved it. From America. Not sure whereabouts. The US. And the dude's at a service station. And he's going around looking at all the Bowsers. And you know how it shows how much people are paid. And it's $5, $5, $10, $10. He goes, oh, this person's rich. It was $43. But all the rest, there's one other that was 30-something bucks. But the most, besides that, there was 7 or 8 of them. And the highest at that was $15. Who goes in and puts $10 in their car? Muted.
It's like, dude, I went to go get gas the other day. Yeah. And I told the kid I wanted $30, right? Yeah. And he puts in there 3. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you? I go back. I'm like, dude. I was all pissed. I'm like, I'm pissed. It's like, dude, I said 30, not 3.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, but dude, so here in Oregon, most of like your gas stations and little stores and stuff like that they're owned by foreigners, dude.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
And most of them are the Sikh Indians.
Yeah.
They own a lot of the little small stores here. And they are some of the rudest people I've ever met in my life, dude. Especially the women. Yeah. They are fucking rude. But so yeah, most like it's the kid was a foreigner, and I don't even know if he really understood what I was saying. So I probably shouldn't have got mad at him.
Well, $3 come off it.
I know. I mean, what
the most I've ever paid. To fill up the car was $245.
That's American money?
No, that was Australian money. So our dollar's worth 66 cents to the US dollar. So, yeah, and that takes about 20 minutes to fill it, and it wasn't completely empty. So all these poor bastards waiting behind me along. Okay, reserve tank. Major tank. Yeah.
I just want to say the two people that gave us the thumbs down, if you're still watching, thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah. We still get the view.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it is what it is. Love your organ, anyway. Right? Hands on your organ.
Fucking Yona. Where'd they give us the thumbs down on?
Oh, I don't know. It was Steve put it in the chat.
Okay. I can say one. Hey, thank you.
Hey, well, we already have 2 haters, and this is our first show. We're winning.
Yeah. But I know if I can do it for thumbs down at friggin' 8:33.
Right. So the song you want to play at the end there, Harps, what? How long are we thinking here?
It's 4 minutes.
Okay, mine's 5, so we'll save the last, 10 minutes for play our music?
Yep, cool.
And I think I saw something in pop up. I think Six is going to work on that clutch thing for us until you can get some music sent to him that you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
So, Harps used to be a guitar player in a band in his youngin' days. And he's got some old school music that we're trying to get to Six. So Six can clean it up and we're going to try to use it for the show. So
for you youngins out there, it's recorded on quality TDK cassette tapes.
Nice.
And I've got some music also on reel to reel. That's another generation.
Well, you know, that's what kind of like irritated me about what was the name of that fucking shit? The place where you could download all the music and movies and stuff like that from that Metallica went after. I just can't think of the name off the top of my head.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm sure I buy most of my music. So, yeah.
Well, back in the day, I can't think of it. I got it on the tip of my tongue. Back in the day, you used to be able to go to this website and you could download a bunch of music. And then, all these musicians started going after this website. They were bitching because they weren't getting paid. And I was like, dude, how do you think music, that's what I would do, dude. I would take my tape and record it off the radio or whatever, and then send it. And then here to my buddy here, you can record this and so on and so forth, you know, Napster. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So dude, I got such great punk rock music off that thing back in the day that it's so hard to find. You know what I mean? Yeah. There was people putting, old school, Misfit 7-inch records that were $500, dude. You know what I mean? Cause there's limited records, you know, and they were putting that on there and dude, all kinds of good music.
Do half these bands realize they wouldn't have got anywhere if it wasn't for people bootlegging?
But them bitching about Napster didn't do them any good. They still getting screwed over by the music, the record companies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if it wasn't for people sharing stuff, bootlegging stuff, half these bands wouldn't have got the following they got.
Music. Exactly. That's why I stopped messing with Metallica. Plus, at that time, they started sucking anyway. So,
they really sucked after Master of Puppets.
I liked their last one they did. It was all right. It was a little more mellow. I'll just say that.
That's probably the stage when I started to go into death metal. When they brought out Justice for All.
So I posted a band called Bloodcum today on our Telegram. I'll send it to you after our show. But that's Tom Araya's brother and Jeff Hanneman's brother's band from back in the early 80s, mid 80s. But I'll send that to you. If you're in our Telegram, it's I posted it in TMP Telegram. So if you want to check it out, that's where it's at. I'm just gonna say, just go listen to it.
Is it better than Kerry?
What's that?
Is it better than Kerry King's later stuff?
Yeah, I think to me it is. I like the old school stuff better than the newer stuff.
I think it was Malevolent Creation, dude from that. Let rip on Kerry King for his latest stuff.
I kind of like the singer though.
He's
the drummer, but
he ended up coming out and saying, "Oh, you can tell Jeff wrote all the music, all the good music."
Well, I mean, Jeff and Tom, and what's his name, Kerry, they didn't really get along, dude.
Yeah,
it was. Jeff and Tom were the ones I know, and I heard something that Kerry said that he wrote all the lyrics and stuff and all the bass for Tom, and then they come out and they're like going to go on tour for two nights or something, and I'm just like, dude, how does that all work out? I don't know. Maybe it's just BS, dude. Who knows? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know how they do it, and they got Megadeth and Metallica hating on each other in the metal world.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm sure they probably disliked each other in the beginning, you know, when they split with old boy from Megadeth, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then again, he was, you know, drinking and who knows what else he was doing at the time. So, I'm sure they were too, you know what I mean?
Of course they would have been. They just couldn't party as hard as Mustaine could. But it's like with Megadeth and Chris Poland when he was playing guitar for him, and that song "Liar" is supposedly about Chris Poland, right?
Right.
But the funny thing was, if you know the lyrics of "Liar," you get the gist of it. And he said, kicked him out because of drug use or whatever. But they were all on the drugs once again. And the funny thing is, Chris Poland wrote Hangar 18. He wrote most of the guitar part for that. And
right.
He's still back and writes a lot of Megadeth guitar riffs.
Well, didn't he get rid of the bassist too because of that 14-year-old girl or whatever?
Yeah, that was Junior Effelson or whatever his name
is. Oh, yeah, the bassist, right. But yeah. He's part of the original fucking Megadeth, dude, right?
Yeah. The funny thing is with Chris Poland and the situation there is Chris Poland ended up hocking Mustaine's and someone else's gear, selling it.
Got you.
And yet that all happened around this same time. And yet he still wrote a song about him and all this, and then it still gets him to come back and write all these guitar riffs and songs for him and all this. But I found that funny. He's sold Mustaine's guitar, and I'm not sure. I think it was Junior's bass as well, too.
Well, motherfucker's going to get paid. Watch out, mama. Come on, Petey. Sorry, guys. Get a little butthole right there for you. Little butt shot. Toodles the cat. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that's what the hell is that guy's name? Benny Hill.
Yeah, he was a legend.
I don't know about you, Harps, but Benny Hill was first came out, and I was I don't know, probably 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
Something around there, maybe even younger. But dude, I used to watch that shit every weekend, dude. Just laugh my ass off.
Yeah, we used to watch it. Charlie Chaplin actually said he was the funniest comedian he'd ever met, Benny Hill.
Gotcha.
So you can't beat old Benny Hill. He was brilliant. Not like some wannabe comedians.
But yeah.
What he did on the BBC back in the 70s and all that, yeah.
So, I didn't really see any of his BBC stuff other than what they were showing here in the United States. So,
yeah, well, the Benny Hill show was on, I'm pretty sure it was on BBC.
Got you. Okay.
So, we used to get a lot of their, a lot of English comedy and all that over here. Like, I've shown you a few of the series we used to get over here, like Mind Your Language.
Got you. Yeah.
The school one where they're all the he's teaching all the foreigners English. On the buses and all this sort of stuff. Love Thy Neighbor. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
With the black dude and the white dude live next door to each other. I've played that for you.
Oh yeah. The Australian one. Dude.
That was English. That was English.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that shit had me rolling. I remember. Yeah. It's been a minute.
But yeah, you wouldn't get away with that sort of stuff these days. Oh, you would in Australia. Like, you've seen Housos and Fat Pizza and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff that
the young ones. Yeah, yeah, that was on MTV at one time, wasn't it, John?
But the young ones wasn't swearing. There was no swearing in that. That was just that was pretty good comedian. If you want to watch follow up for the young ones, go to Bottom, which had Rick Mayall and what's his name, Vivian, the one that played Vivian in the young ones. So Rick Mayall and that in a series called Bottom, and that was very funny. It was funny.
See, I didn't watch the young ones as much as I watched Benny Hill, because I think the young ones come out like a little bit like after Benny Hill.
I'm sure that came out in around 83 or 84 or something.
Right. Yeah, and I didn't really watch that after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Bottom, that's a funny series. It's three seasons of Bottom. Yeah, it's those two living together. It's some old slapstick style, you know, beating each other up and all this sort of crap. Every episode, they're beating each other up.
Hey, I just want to let folks kind of know, like, we're going to do some different, kind of try to do some different stuff. Like, Harps is going to, I think we're going to do a show where he's going to show people how to load ammunition and, you know, some stuff like that. And we might even get into some religion stuff. Who knows? We might offend some people. We're not trying to do that. It's just our thoughts on what we think about religion and whatever. So, yeah, we're not going to try to. If we hurt some feelings, we apologize. Get over it. We can still be friends. It's just our thoughts. You know what I mean?
I'm open to answering questions if anyone wants to ask any questions about Australia, and if I can answer them, if I want to answer them.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of Americans still think that you guys aren't allowed to have guns there. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman is proof that that's not the truth.
Yep.
So
I'm going shooting after this, actually.
Yeah. I wish I had more opportunities to do that, dude.
Yeah.
I got to be careful.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, Birdhouse. That's exactly what this show is going to be about. Just two dudes hanging on a Sunday late afternoon, just running our mouth and playing some music and whatever we come up with, man.
Talking shit. We'll try bringing some comedy if we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Birdhouse, Australia is an island. It's a continent and it's a shithole. it's a lovely country, but I said it's a continent, didn't I? Yeah, but a beautiful place, but it's just you got dickheads who think they're in charge,
right?
Yep. So
I don't know, that one video you showed the other night, or I don't remember when it was, of your prime minister or whatever, that dude was do what he did to that chick, that was messed up, dude.
Yeah.
And look, dude, she should have just grabbed that mic out of his hand and, you know, and said, look, this dude's full of shit and lying.
She should have just Rochambeau'd him, kicked him right in the nuts,
right? yeah, but then she goes to jail for that, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that'd be worth it.
Yeah, maybe. You know, the CEOs tend to stick with the upper class, you know what I mean? The people that are running the show.
Yeah.
So I said something yesterday about Derek Chauvin in the chat, that he got stabbed 20 times. And I want to clarify, I'm not sure if it was 20 times, my bad. But he did get lit up in the prison he was in, just so folks know. They did. So apparently the other COs in there were like buddies with this Derek Chauvin or whatever. I think I posted the video in the Telegram. It's interesting video to watch. I don't know.
John, sharks are the size of small submarines.
Oh, dude. Mastodon, not, is it a mastodon? No, what's the giant shark? Megalodon.
Yeah, megalodon.
Yeah, those have been coming up in the news, dude.
Yeah.
My wife read an article here the other day. They had tagged a great white shark, a female or something like that. They were going to see what she does.
Yeah.
Apparently that great white shark got swallowed by something and the fucking thing shut off, dude. Whole.
Yeah.
It wasn't attacked. It was like just eaten all at one time, dude. So, be careful, surfers. Yeah, them three dudes didn't end up fucking too well. That just kind of makes you go.
Don't go to Bali.
Dude, you're just setting yourself up, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
You know, and not the little, you know, you could probably get away with going to the little towns. Like they have a little town up a ways. I think it's Tecate or something like that. Like that's where my parents used to go and my grandfather. That's where we would get our tortillas and all that stuff from. And it was, it's a, you know what I mean? There's not as many people, shady people in there. Because not a lot of Americans go there. So
I'm sure that they set tourists up in Mexico like they do in Bali. Apparently, they come up and say if you want to buy some marijuana, and you buy the marijuana, and then the coppers would, do you for it and give it back to them, and off they go again. Nice little business.
Hey, I just want to say hi to Harry. He's said hi to you too. What's up, brother Harry? Thanks for chilling with us today. Appreciate it. Water is a poor lubricant. That's what dolphins. Yeah, don't drink the water because they shit and piss in it too.
Yeah, you got to chat that comment on screen, mate.
I can do that. Sorry, I forgot I could do that.
All
right. Well, we got 10 minutes left here, brother. You want to get into our music?
Yeah, might as well. Then I can get ready to go shooting.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start with yours first.
Okay.
I think this is it. Nope. Wait. Not the right one. There it is.
When there's finally an angel.
Yeah, the second one. Is that the ultimate?
22 times he was stabbed.
22. So I wasn't that far off.
Like the dude that put $3 in your petrol tank.
You're not that far off. There's one decimal point. All right, here we go, folks. Well, let me start it over. This is Overkill. This is Harps's, I would assume, your Sunday Metal Sunday pick too, as well.
No, that was
Necrosis. Oh, you got something different? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, here we go. He's on there. Yeah. We'll be right back.
me to start out. Have a walk for. Left one out, closes the coffin door. Spending all your savings and wishing for a little more. If I'm looking at the ceiling, then I must be laying on the floor. Elimination. Hey, elimination. Elimination. Hey, elimination. It's over too late, but that coffin leaves. Fatal, you're shitting me. A second opinion has gotta be. Laughing at the epidemic, something is going around. Crying at the epidemic, pulling on nails 6 feet underground. Elimination. Hey, elimination. Elimination. Elimination! Eliminate the right, eliminate the wrong, eliminate the weak, eliminate the strong, eliminate the feelings, eliminate the late, eliminate the hope, eliminate, eliminate! Elimination! 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 Eliminate the right, eliminate the wrong, eliminate the weak, eliminate the strong, eliminate the feelings, eliminate the late, eliminate the hope, eliminate the
muted. You muted, Tom.
Dude, I forgot how shreddy those dudes are, man. Hey, what's up, monkeys, walkers? Thanks for tuning in from Australia, mate.
Western Australia, other side of the country. It's 7 a.m. for him.
So. He's in race country.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I got Cheers, a song.
Hope you don't have to go to swear now, mate.
Right.
Hope we haven't put you in depression mode for work.
Come on. Hold on a second. I got to let this ad play real quick.
Yep. Ad blocker. Everyone should use it.
Yeah. But then sometimes it screws up. Screws up, it won't play the YouTube. Right.
Yona's comment. To properly zero your gun barrel, you need a good target. Yona pro tip. Blue helmet on a fence post. Yeah, green helmet on the fence post. Group them tight.
All right, folks, my song is Acid Mammoth. That's the band, and the song's called Them. Ooh. Smoke more of the weeds. That's right, Lone. Thank you. All right, Harps. Well, we're a few minutes over. Are we done for the day, or?
Yeah, I've got
to get ready. No, I want you to be ready for your day, dude. I don't want to keep you.
If I'm not going shooting, I can stay longer.
Okay.
If we don't
perfect.
Call the people.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us today, man. It's awesome that we had a few people come hang with us. This is kind of just what me and Harps do when we're not doing anything else, when we talk with each other. So we just thought we'd put something out there for everybody. You know, it's Sundays, not a whole lot going on Sundays. So, you know, whatever.
Ask us questions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That.
Cocaine. Yeah. Cocaine. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
No, I can't do any six. Sorry. Gotta go shoot.
All right, folks, I'm going to let Harps get out of here. He's going to go have some bang time. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you.